Victoria's drinking water supply could be at risk by illegal logging by a company owned by the Victorian state government. Under existing laws, logging's not allowed along banks that are too steep because it could pollute waterways. A new report by the ANU has found Vic Forests is doing just that, illegally harvesting along some of the state's most important drinking water catchments. National Environment reporter Michael Slezak has this exclusive story.
Former logger Michael McKennell used to love working in the timber industry.
My family was involved in forestry, and for me it was a natural progression.
But he became disillusioned when in 2004 Vic Forests took over commercial harvesting in the state. Now he worries Vic Forests is ignoring its own rules.
Unless they've got the approval from the minister, they're clearly breaching their own guidelines.
Logging is banned on slopes steeper than 30 degrees along drinking water catchments because the loss of vegetation binding the soil can cause sediment to run off.
And that's because you lose the root systems of the plants and microbial biomass that holds soil together and aggregates it.
Elle Bowd is a PhD candidate at the Australian National University and is an expert on soil erosion.
Big disturbances like logging and like fire on steep slopes can cause these erosion events, and that means sediment can be deposited in waterways, and that can ultimately impact the quality of the water.
The allegations levelled against Vic Forests have been backed by a report from the Australian National University, given exclusively to the ABC. Landscape ecologist Dr. Chris Taylor is one of the authors of the report.
We analysed all the coupes that were cut here between 2019 this year and 2004, and what we found is roughly 44% of coupes cut contained slopes that breached 30 degrees.
Scientists examined 10 catchments in the central highlands of Victoria and, they allege, found widespread breaches in 7. They compared slope information from Geoscience Australia to satellite imagery from the European Space Agency. One area known as the Thompson Catchment supplies almost 60% of Melbourne's drinking water. There, scientists found more than a third of the areas logged by Vic Forests, 50 coupes in total, contained logging of slopes steeper than is allowed. Could it be a mistake?
Well, one or two instances, maybe, but where we're seeing nearly half of the coupes containing slope exceeding 30 degrees, you have to wonder.
Victoria's Office of the Conservation Regulator is now investigating the allegations, and Victoria's Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio says that office was created to strengthen regulations of the logging industry. In a statement provided to the ABC, Vic Forests said that it has complied with all the relevant laws.
Vic Forests uses high-resolution LiDAR data to determine the gradient.
Earlier this month, the Victorian government announced an end to native logging by 2030. Chris Taylor says there's not enough wood left to maintain the industry until then. And that's pushing Vic Forests into expensive and unlawful areas.
This is not ideal country to log. It's marginal, and it's also putting water catchment values at greater risk.
The ANU's Dr. Chris Taylor ending Michael Slezak's report there.